'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those
welcome folks. Oh, what a day this has been. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon on a really memorable day, February 24th, 2017. Very big events at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, at National Harbor in Maryland, just south of D.C. today, and we'll talk about it in our brief hour together here tonight. I hope a lot of you actually got to watch this video today on TV, on your computer, especially the introduction of Donald Trump by Lou Dobbs this morning, especially the magnificent oration by Donald Trump. I'm going to call it the greatest speech of our lifetimes, and I'll defend why I rate it so highly. And then a great speech following by Nigel Farage. Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom. One, two, three, these great speeches, but especially the speech of Donald Trump, which was 48 minutes long or thereabouts, to an absolutely packed and riveted audience. And George, let me welcome you into the control room tonight.
Hey, James, I agree. Fabulous stuff at CPAC. I think things are going very well. Donald Trump's the only guy who hasn't got the memo that he's supposed to hang his head in shame.
Yes, it was wonderful, folks. And I'm going to contend this is the greatest speech of our lifetimes. I'll put out the Kelso challenge again, $20 Andrew Jackson bill to anybody that could name an event more helpful to our futures than the election of Donald Trump. I'll put out another Kelso challenge, $20 Jackson to anybody that can point out a greater speech in your lifetime. A more impactful, there's a liberal word, a more important speech in our lives. Now,
James said, I want 20 Susan B. Anthony dollars.
Okay. All right. But please, not a $20 Harriet Tubman bill.
I'll give that one of those too.
Yeah. I'll give that. Anybody that wants one can have one of those. Here's why it was so important, folks. I was talking with several of the listeners in the audience here today on the phone, and I love it when you folks call me at 701-317-5317. Use that number any time to call me. And listeners were talking about, we were talking about this topic. Is this the greatest speech any of us have ever heard? Much of what Donald Trump talked about in the speech today is material that he's talked about in the primaries and in the general election campaigns. We've heard some of these points made very eloquently at these huge rallies all over the country. But here's what was different today. It wasn't candidate Trump speaking. It was President Trump. And he wasn't talking to just any audience. He was talking to a who's who of conservatism in America. CPAC brings 10,000, mostly young people, who are leaders from all over the country. And these are the people who, 1 year ago, Donald Trump did not address. He was scheduled to speak Saturday morning on the last day last year. He chose not to speak because there were so many people in this audience who opposed him. So many people who were working for the Rubio campaign or the Kasich campaign or, one of the other campaigns, Carly Fiorina. And all those people were speaking last year, and all their adherents were there. Here's what Donald Trump did today, folks. He sealed the deal. He, as the general of an army, remember, he said he's creating a movement. What he did today was he met with his troops, and this included the troops that weren't there for him a year ago. And this is what he has to do to be this great president that he is. Bring all of the patriots together and get all the people with grudges or gripes or whines, get them to drop them or get out of the way. And that's what he did today. The crowd just packed, cheering, standing ovation after standing ovation, roaring their approval for Donald Trump. And the Matt Schlapp, the head of the American Conservative Union, the sponsors of this great conference, which was originated in 64 in the Goldwater election year, Schlapp and his wife were brimming with enthusiasm for Donald Trump. Lou Dobbs, who introduced him earlier, just red in the face with his excitement. He said, I've had nothing but great days since November 8th. He said, this is the most glorious thing. This is our opportunity. This is the best thing that's ever happened to any of us. And Trump just hit it out of the park. He struck every right note with his audience. He blasted the media, the fake news media, the strongest attack he's issued yet. Just a stinging rebuke of lying media. So and we'll play a little of this tonight. In fact, here, let me just find a little piece of it here. Here he goes. Let's go right to the beginning here. He tells the audience, which is roaring its approval already just when he comes into the house here, that he's going to be back. So, folks, we're going to be covering 7 more of these Trump speeches at CPAC, I believe. So here we go. Here's the first one.
Year after that, and I'll be doing this with CPAC whenever I can, and I'll make sure that we're here a lot. You know, if you remember my first major speech, sit down, everybody, come on. You know, the dishonest media, they'll say, he didn't get a standing ovation. You know why?
Because everybody's standing. they do this at his events. Let me skip forward here a little bit. He makes a reference to his first major speech, which is one that I was privileged to be at in 2011 at CPAC. Donald Trump, here's what he had to say about it. Bill Johnson and I were seated together listening to this speech, and little did we know that we were listening to our future.
Not get a standing ovation. They leave out the part. They never sat down. They leave that out. So I just want to thank. But you know, my first major speech was at CPAC, and probably 5 or 6 years ago. Six. First major political speech. And you were there. And it was, I loved it. I loved the people. I loved the commotion. And then they did these polls where I went through the roof and I wasn't even running, right? But it gave me an idea.
There we go. The idea was born right there in 2011. And then he explains why he didn't come. Now, just to show you how far he's brought all of this in 1 year, he explains why he wasn't here last year.
You leave, and everybody was thrilled. I said, I think I like this business. I would have come last year, but I was worried that I would be, at that time, too controversial. We wanted border security. We wanted very, very strong military. We wanted all of the things that we're going to get. And people consider that controversial, but you didn't consider it controversial.
Now, he's being very nice to his audience there, because they did. That this audience includes, and this is what, as a great leader, he has to do. Not just bring along his true believers, but bring along, convert a lot of our best people who weren't true believers. They weren't true believers a year ago. So he's being very kind to them, very generous. Then he says, now they go wild here where he says this.
So I've been with CPAC for a long time. All of these years we've been together, and now you finally have a president. Finally. Took you a long time.
And then he goes, now he starts blasting the media. And let's go to that. Here he is.
You want to make America great again. The media didn't think we would win. The pundits, you're right, they had an idea. The pundits didn't think we'd win. The consultants that suck up all that money, oh, they suck it up. They're so good. They're not good at politics, but they're really good at sucking up people's money.
Now, I'll pause here. I'll jump forward again here. I just want to kind of prime the pump here and give you some of the excitement of today's event. And let me just jump forward here. Very important statement here. Here he goes.
News. It's fake.
Okay, I just missed it. Here it is.
And I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake. A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people.
Never heard this before. This is wonderful.
Because they have no sources. They just make them up when there are none. I saw one story recently where they said 9 people have confirmed. There are no 9 people. I don't believe there was 1 or 2 people. 9 people. And I said, give me.
Now, and here's an important concept he introduces. Let me go jump forward further. He's just been pounding on the media here for 5 full minutes. And then he says this. This is beautiful.
Tell you the network. Somebody said a poll came out. And I say, what network is it? And they'll say a certain, let's not even mention names, right? Sure.
Crowd's going wild. They want names.
Well, you have a lot of them. Look, the Clinton News Network is one. Take a look at their polls over the last 2 years. Now, you'd think they'd fire the pollster, right? After years and years of getting battered. But I don't know. I mean, who knows? Maybe they're just bad at polling. Or maybe they're not legit. But it's one or the other. Look at how inaccurate. Look at CBS. Look at ABC also. Look at NBC. Take a look at some of these polls. They're so bad, so inaccurate. And what that does is it creates a false narrative. It creates like this narrative that's just like, we're not going to win. And people say, oh, I love Trump, but you know, I'm not feeling great today. He can't win, so I won't go and vote.
And it just gets better from there, folks. So I just prime the show here with some of that, and I want to hear your reactions. I hope you got to hear Trump. If you didn't, tonight, make me a promise that you will listen to the Trump speech. It's all over the internet. And a little later in the speech. It builds. Towards the end of the speech, he starts saying about criminal aliens in America. He starts using that great, colorful language that he uses that's so emphatic and that the public loves. He says, "We're going to get them the hell out of our country." And by then, the crowd is roaring. And what he has done, this is the accomplishment today, folks. Donald Trump built his army today. These are the officers of his army. These are all these people at CPAC. They've flown from all over the country and all over the world. But they are the leaders in their counties and in their states. These are the leading conservatives. And Donald Trump just made an emotional connection with every one of them today. And they are going home as lieutenants in his army. George, your thought?
There is a thought that conservative and conservatives maybe have a future again. It was correct, 15, 20 years ago to suggest that conservatives were... they did not have an aggressive agenda to reverse what's been going on and just... Well, we'll sit here and say no to the left wing while they keep piling up success after success. So CPAC may be called CPAC and conservative, but what we had there were a bunch of American nationalists.
Yes. Donald Trump has transformed this. CPAC in years past, folks, I've been to a number of them, it was not a moving experience. It was not a thrilling a rally of the troops. It was interesting. It was fun for us to get together. And some of the speeches were pretty good. But it was nothing. This, like everything else in the Trump phenomenon, this is unlike anything we've ever seen before. There is,
This is the first CPAC I ever know that is not being run and dominated by neocons. So I certainly remember listening to some boring stuff in the George Bush days going, here we are at CPAC, and we're going to go kick the bejesus out of this horrible man, Saddam Hussein. The biggest threat to America since Julius... Okay. But and everybody politely clapped, and that was the whole week of CPAC. Now, enjoy the war. If you're either against for us or against us, my name is George. We're going to go bomb the Middle East. And we all know why. So we didn't hear that. And now it's America first at CPAC. I'm sure that Mr. Keene, who used to be the CPAC head in the 80s and 90s, I don't even know if he's going to these things anymore, but I remember seeing him grit his teeth going, oh, geez, here, George Bush again.
Yeah, it wasn't inspiring, folks. And it was discouraging. Because you thought to yourself, here are 10,000 people flown from all over the country. They're the best and the brightest in every county. These are the people that organize the Republican Committee in every county. These are the activists. These are the people that get something done at an election. And, of course, that's a very interesting thing to the sponsor of this show, the American Freedom Party. We're a political party. So that's in our DNA. We're very interested in how people organize and what can be accomplished politically. That's why we created the American Freedom Party. That's why we endorsed, we were insightful enough, I'll compliment us with that, to endorse Donald Trump right at the beginning. And we created this radio show, The Trump Phenomenon, to express our support for what he's doing. And this is so amazing. Superlative, follows superlative. Here he is 36 days into his presidency, and just by the luck of the draw, the CPAC conference, he just sweeps the thing. We'll be right back. Take a chance to call in at 313-9443. We'll be right back.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
We're back, folks, and let me give you a little bit, just a little bit more of today's magnificent speech by Donald Trump. Now we're going to the end here. We've got some folks waiting online here, and please hang on, Robert in Missouri and William in Montana. I will get to you. I just want to play one more clip here of Donald Trump today in what I think is one of the greatest speeches in American history by any measure. Here he is towards the end of the speech, 48-minute speech. Here he is at 42 minutes.
The forgotten men and women of America will be forgotten no longer. That is the heart of this new movement and the future of the Republican Party. People came to vote, and these people, the media, they said, where are they coming from? What's going on here? These are hardworking, great, great Americans. These are unbelievable people who have not been treated fairly. Hillary called them deplorable. They're not deplorable.
Lock her up.
Who would have thought that a word was going to play so badly. That's the problem in politics. One wrong word and it's over. She also said irredeemable, but we won't mention it. The GOP will be, from now on, the party also of the American worker. You know, we haven't been as a group given credit for this, but if you look at how much bigger our party has gotten during this cycle, during the early days when we had 17 people running the primaries, millions and millions of people were joining. Now, I won't say it was because of me, but it was. Okay.
I'll leave it right there. And you can hear, I hope you can hear in the audio there, he's got the audience in the palm of his hand, whether it's jeering, lock her up, or laughing at his great humor. Let's go to our callers now. Let's start with Robert in the great state of Missouri.
Hey, guys. I you know, I heard this speech a couple times today, and, you know, it reminds me of the West Palm Beach speech that Trump gave, which was really over the top as far as nationalistic sentiment, putting our country first, really just basically, you know, Trump's rhetoric is enough to get him killed. And we have to realize this. And, the global shadow government that really runs everything, Trump is really... his rhetoric is just right in their face to the point where they've sicked every facet of this control matrix against him. Hollywood, music, news, sitcoms, everything. Movies,
yes, Robert,
everything's
Robert,
coming against him. Go
yes,
ahead.
It is, Robert. Robert, yes, it is. And Steve Bannon said that in his speech yesterday. He said it's only going to get worse, folks. You haven't seen nothing yet. This is only the top of the first inning. You are correct in what you said, Robert, except one important thing. They're not running the world. Donald Trump is. Donald Trump is the most powerful man on earth, and he is calling the shots. The news media ain't calling the shots anymore. They want to. They're trying to. They'll do anything they can to get rid of him. But unbelievably, Robert, we patriots have put our man in. We didn't just elect a congressman like Ron Paul or a senator like Rand Paul. We elected the president. And Nigel Farage, in his speech, he makes the point that Donald Trump is, in fact, the leader of the Western world. But go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, I've been talking about this on my show. I do a show on this network on Sunday nights, and you know, keep your eyes on the point that we actually might have to save Western Europe as the American military presence with Sweden and Germany and everything else. Donald Trump might have to go.
Well,
go ahead. What are you
going to
say?
We got the music, Robert. But so far, we're winning. All right, stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Back, folks. Gretchen Wilson, I love it. And Merle Haggard. Now I'm going to play a little bit more of Donald Trump here, and then we're going to go to William in Montana. Here's Donald Trump now at minute 44 of his 48-minute speech, and he says something incredibly important we've never heard from a president. Never have we heard this. And he's just changed the entire game. Listen to what he says here. To complete support from 10,000 people riveted at CPAC today.
Global cooperation, dealing with other countries, getting along with other countries is good. It's very important. But there is no such thing as a global anthem, a global currency, or a global flag. This is the United States of America that I'm representing. I'm not representing the globe. I'm representing your country.
We're all standing. We're all standing. USA, 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 USA.
there is one allegiance that unites us all, and that is to America. America. It's the allegiance to America. No matter our background or income or geography.
Okay, I'm going to jump forward a little bit here, and we'll get this climax of this great speech.
I want to thank, by the way, the evangelical community, the Christian community. Communities of faith.
We'll jump all the way to the end now.
And America is coming about, and it's coming back, and it's roaring, and you can hear it. It's going to be bigger and better. It is going to be. It is going to be. Remember. And it's roaring. It's going to be bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
1 minute to go.
I want to thank you and Matt and Mercedes. I want to thank the two of you and all of the supporters that I have. I see them. They're all over the place. You are really great people. I want to thank you. And I want to say to you, God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you, Father.
He just completely had that audience in the palm of his hand. William in Montana, I hope you got to see some of the speech. William, are you there?
And George.
Hi, William.
How you doing, Tavarish? What Donald's campaign and election and this speech today, is really doing is he's rewriting the labels and the flags under which we march. You know, the whole conservative, Republican, Tea Party, American First, all of these groups that we put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into over the years. You know, they were all, you know, like movements of honest people who were seeking truth. Which, in the political realm, that's really rare. And they were all tired of being lied to, being sold an empty bill of goods, being fleeced by politicians that were funded to make backroom deals and rob us blind and lead us into wars that only spent the lives of our young children, the treasury, and usually against enemies that weren't our enemies. You know, were they bad people? Yeah, they're probably bad people, but they were over there. And I think that everybody in all those groups for all these years have been waiting for a champion to tell the truth and to turn his back on lobbyists, to mend the world. You know, why should he mend the world? Not just because he's a nice guy, but to make it safe for honest, wealth-creating business to transpire, just like Washington said, you know. You know, we don't need alliances. We need to have trade, honest trade, real trade, fair trade. And that all of that coming together is how we're going to make this country great again. And he really knocked it out of the park, like you said. But I do have a warning. You know, as he moves us more in this direction, and he is seen as unstoppable, you know, be ready for all hell to break loose. I mean, I see it now. I mean, I spend hours and hours and hours trying to get through the fake news. It's a losing battle, you know. It's almost like you have to, you know, reorient yourself to another thing, and I think that's what Donald was teaching us.
Yeah, well, and now Steve Bannon said it yesterday, that it's only going to get worse. But the great thing, that the desperation of the left is only going to get worse. But the great thing, William, is that it's boomeranging on them. It's backfiring on them. It's not working. And so, you know, don't overestimate. I'm not asking you to do this. I'm just saying as a general principle, it's a bad idea to underestimate your enemy, of course. But it's also a bad idea to overestimate your enemy. And those who think that the enemies of Donald Trump and of us patriots have all the power, and that, you know, it's just a matter, they're just waiting to spring the trap door. You know, it's they're going to assassinate Trump. They're going to get rid of him. They're going to impeach him. They're going to do this when they unleash this this unstoppable power that we, I think, mistakenly have persuaded ourselves that they have. They don't have it. I think the better metaphor is the Wizard of Oz. that the power that the wizard has is all of it, a lot of it is based on illusion, and it's based on our buying into that illusion. It isn't real power.
And well, it is real power when so many people. I mean, we're always speaking to the choir.
Oh, when they believe it, yeah. When they believe
and,
it, it
and,
is real
and
power.
So that's the battle. And, you know, one of the things that Trump, you know, if you've read his writings.
Yeah, but William, that's what's happened here. We're at the point in The Wizard of Oz, which, by the way, was written by a good Missouri patriot. We're at that point in The Wizard of Oz where the wizard is saying, don't pay attention to that little dog. Don't look behind that curtain. I forget what he says. But the jig is up. The jig is up, and Donald Trump has ripped away the curtain. The wizard is there, exposed in all his puniness. That's the thing. He's exposed in all his puniness. He's not real powerful. And so that's this wonderful moment that we've reached where and Donald Trump has correctly identified the media. I mean, what a stroke of genius to point the finger at the fake news and the lying media and just nail them. It's just a bullseye from, you know, the Annie Oakley of our time. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, but you know that, you know, like when I bring up these things, you know, I'm honestly trying to figure out, you know, what machinations are going down. I mean, like when Trump calls us, you know, to say, like, why isn't anyone talking about this? You know, what he's trying to do is to stir us up to say, we've got to fight our way down to the things that really matter. And that is harder than hell because they are throwing, I mean, just like, you know, today, you know, when they started passing out those Russian flags, you know, and quickly the groups there, you know, the moderators there went out and collected them. You know, that type of stuff, I mean, that costs money to put those things into
action. But it ain't working,
into
William. It ain't working.
Well, it's not working.
Donald Trump today, he met with the top biggest business leaders in America, big guys. He met with the big guys. They now, a year ago, they all opposed him. Now
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying that it worked. As a matter of fact, it blew up in their face. But the thing
and
is,
let me give
is,
you
I
more.
Mean,
let me
just...
pile on. Let me pile on, William.
Okay,
let me
go
pile
ahead.
On. The Federal Reserve. One of the governors announced he's resigning. Donald Trump can now appoint three governors of the Federal Reserve. His appointments are sailing through. His executive orders are rolling off the. Rolling off of his desk very successfully. It's all working. And nothing that the enemy is doing is working. And not only that, the Wizard of Oz's illusion scheme is breaking up in Europe. Nigel Farage made that point today. Europe is now following in suit with Donald Trump, and they're revolting. So this whole thing, you know, I like what Lou Dobbs said this morning. This is a real veteran, Lou Dobbs. He's been around. He's seen it all. And he was just giddy with happiness this morning, saying that this is an unbelievable thing. Every day of my life, he said, since November 8th, has just been wonderful. And it really is. It really is happening, folks. And we really are winning. But go ahead.
Yay. I mean, there's still a requirement that we need to reach. I mean, again, you know, these people that were there, they are also sort of our choir, you know, but there's a lot of people that need to
reach. No, this was not the choir. No, that's an important point. Thank you for making that point, William. This was not the choir. This was 10,000. This is a huge 10,000 meeting. And okay. Donald Trump said, I'm going to be back next year. This is the army. These are the lieutenants. These are the organizers. These are if the people that elected Marco Rubio, that elected John McCain, that elected George Bush, that elected, Pataki, that elected Paul Ryan, the people that elected all those different people in the Republican Party were at this meeting today. And they are solidly now marching with their General Patton, Donald Trump. This was not the choir. And these people now will spread out. They'll go home on Saturday. And it is just going to be – watch this tidal wave spread across the country as these organizers go back to their home districts. And they're going to be recruiting Donald Trump lookalikes in their districts. But go ahead, William.
Okay. You win. I give up.
And the wonderful moment for you, I know you really have admiration for Vladimir Putin. And I think the real moment, the moment of joy for you, William, is going to be when the Trump-Putin meeting takes place, maybe in Slovenia, maybe in a month or two. And these two men really, here's what they do. They project, they both, embrace peace between America and Russia. And that is just a huge change. That's the utter defeat of the war party, of the John McCain's, the people that Rand Paul was saying, they can't get into enough wars. This is the complete destruction, the complete collapse of their effort to create chaos and war. And I think there's going to be a wonderful moment where Putin and Trump are joined simply on the base of appreciating peace for their peoples, for us.
Well,
it's going to be a wonderful
what I pray
moment.
For.
Yeah, all the other little things are just details. So that's going to be a wonderful show when we have that, the day we report the Putin Trump meeting, and you get to comment on it, William. I'll let you have the microphone on that day.
I'll look forward to that. Well, it was a good speech, and it was, it really is necessary to stir up the troops and to, fill our ranks, and I think he's doing a good job of that.
Well, thank you, William. Thank you so much. All right, thank you for helping us. And the little part that we did here, folks, we did our little part, and we're going to keep doing it with your help. This is just the first of these CPAC events. We've got seven more to go, and I think they're going to get better and better and better. I'll give you a way that you can help. Make a contribution to this show. The address is James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. Put a little something in an envelope, or call me at 701-317-5317. With a way, some way that you can help keep this show on the air for the next 8 years, 7 years and 11 months. my gosh. And I like what Steve Bannon said yesterday. We're only at the top of the first inning.
Hey, James.
Yes, sir.
Do you think there was any California conservatives at CPAC today?
Oh, of course. Of course there were. And, California, this is the irony of California. I'm a Californian, folks. So when I talked yesterday about, I was commenting on Pat Buchanan's idea that we may have to get some kind of a divorce.
James, it's obviously why I brought it up. So yeah. I wanted, I basically think Pat Buchanan, just to come right out, I could do without the guy. And thanks, Pat, after all this. Trump has won. We're 4 months into it. And now the right thing to do is surrender California. Thanks, Pat. What a great idea. I mean, there are no patriots in California. There's no Trump supporters.
Nope.
That's all enemy
California
territory, according to Pat. And that is what he said.
Well, as a Californian, I can tell you that the greatest source of funding for our cause, the greatest number of patriots in any state is in our largest state, California. And the irony is, of course, it also has the largest invader population. It has, you know, it's the best of times, the worst of times, to quote Dickens. It's the best and the worst out there in California. And but, George, what I think is, you know, good. This is the good part of what Pat Buchanan was saying and others who are talking in this way. Trump has changed, he's changed the terminology. He's changed the dialogue and what it's okay to say. He's saying we are a nation, we patriots, we are going to hang together and stick together. We aren't necessarily going to be able to drag with us a whole population of people who aren't us. Now, and what the solution to that is, George, nobody has right now. If we can pull it off by hanging on to every square inch of our territory. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, folks, and more about CPAC.
Hey, James, you're not finished yet,
oh,
man.
Yeah. Sorry, I got another segment. I get so carried away. Stick around, folks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over,
we're back, folks.
It will be better day.
And thank you for joining us. We got one more segment here, and George and I are hammering out in a very key issue, it will be the key issue going forward into the, and that is, and George, here's the point I'm making. If you look at that CPAC crowd, it's overwhelmingly white. It's us. It's Europeans. And that would be wonderful if that were representative of the population of America. That would be wonderful. That would be the way it was when I was a boy, but it's not that way anymore. And I think what Buchanan
I'll give him credit for this. He's recognizing that the division in America between the Hillary crowd, the people you saw at the Democratic National Convention, that audience didn't look like CPAC. And those people are not going to give in. They're not going to, you know.
All right, I got that. And what we get to debate in future shows is that if Trump gets what he wants, if he is able to remove 11.5 illegals from the country, that would be an irreparable damage to the other side. And there's many of us who, well, there are people in the country that go, why stop at 11.5? And they disagree with you.
Millions.
Because,
you're talking
about it's just not your father's America anymore. In 1950, America belongs to us just as much as 2017 does. And all these people here are invaders. And the Trump doctrine is send home the illegals. If he does that, then it'll become politically feasible to send home lots of other people.
Well, okay. I hope for that. There, how many Mexicans are in America right now, folks? The estimate is that half of the population of Mexico is inside this country, more than 50 million people.
Yeah, and that's an act of war, and a lot of people, you know, ask any patriot in Idaho or Montana what they think about that.
Yes, yes. And, of course, I'd love all of them to go home. But will Trump be able to achieve that? Very possibly not. And the point being this, George, if we're going to survive as a people, here's the key thing. If we can start thinking of ourselves, us Europeans, as a people, we're going to make it. Whatever the shape of the United States, whatever the borders, Russia, I think, did a smart thing when it got rid of Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan. And
you're all over that, too.
Tajikistan.
Well, let's argue about on Sunday about the National Front in Britain. Their placards say, they don't say, let's stem the invasion and then go negotiate. Their placards say, let's retake UK.
Yes,
and we mean retake it. We mean reconquer.
The percentage of non-whites in the UK is far, far lower than here. They don't. Out of 350 million Americans, which may be the population right now, are people in America, 200 million of us are Europeans. England doesn't have that problem, that almost half their population is non-white. Brit. So, but yeah,
wow,
yes.
I know a lot of Brits who would disagree with on that.
Oh, no.
Boy,
no,
we have a lot to talk about on Sunday.
Yeah, no, in places like Sweden, the non-Swedish population is about 10%, 15%. Even in Germany, no country has the percentage of non-whites that we have. So we have the largest. We do have the largest white population, but we also have the largest non-white population. We'll talk. We will bring this up again tomorrow night for sure, and we'll have more great stuff. See you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.